Not My Style, kind of a fun song from Sarah Reeves to get us going here. WWIB, good morning. Arriving right at 5:45, 53 degrees. And as we approach fall, last full day of summer officially today, and then fall arriving at 2:22 tomorrow. Did you know that, Jason Cans?
I did not. That excites me, though, because fall is my favorite season.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's I guess we have to follow the calendar, but I mean, people typically think September, October, November is fall, right? And yet, right, we've been kind of gradually saying goodbye to these warmer temperatures, and we'll have some highs in the 60s here this week. So, and we
that sounds good to me.
Edge ever closer to what happens to the bumblebees as the fall and the winter arrive? Since you're a big fan of those.
I think they just hibernate over the winter. Most of them live in the ground. So, and I think there's a lot of shuffling who's in what hives and so forth this time of the year. The males are not allowed back in the hive, so they have been sleeping outside, which is, I find, fascinating. A lot of them are looking for new queens and so forth, but yeah.
It's kind of, so it doesn't matter whether it's humans or bees, it's the guys who are told to sleep elsewhere.
Yep.
So
get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we edge ever closer to the release of Letters to the Beloved, October 25th, your birthday, by the way. And so
it is my birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, but your previous book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And I don't know, I guess I come up with ideas and then I go, should we change it? So yeah, we started off in, John 13, which that book is about John 13 through 17, but you've got the accompanying devotional, and I think we got into the early part of John 16. So I thought, what if, I think we left off, my notes say John 16, 3. And so what if we read your devotion on that and then just closed it out with Letters to the Beloved on that? So that's a thought. What about that?
Sure. Yeah, we can kind of do whatever.
All right, good. It's our show, so let's try it then. John 16:3. I got the verse. It says, "And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me." So that maybe needs a little context, but we'll see if we get it in your one-page devotion. So take it away.
Yeah. It says, Christians are called to know God through His Son and by His Spirit so that we might accurately represent Him by how we love. The religious leaders of Jesus' day dogmatically trusted in their theology. Because they were students of the scriptures, they attempted to dictate truth to others, yet as Jesus said elsewhere, they shut the door in people's faces. They operated from positions of superiority, glory-seeking, and division. Jesus told his disciples that these leaders would kick people out of the church and even kill his followers. Their willingness to exclude and attack others grew out of their false understanding of God. It remains true that legions of people who don't know the real Jesus attack Christianity inside and outside of the church. In their pride and certainty, they marginalize the broken and sinful, barring them from the love and grace that they so desperately need.
Well, I think that love concept is something that you certainly have carried on. Christians are called to know God through His Son and by His Spirit so that we might accurately represent Him by how we love. You certainly have continued on with that in Letters to the Beloved, right?
Yeah, so and here's the interesting thing with Letters to the Beloved is it doesn't necessarily give you verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. So I have verses 1 through 4, actually 1 through 4a. And so it kind of goes through that same thing. And it says, brothers, I'm telling you all of these things that you stand firm in my truth. The religious leaders will block you from entering the synagogue. The time is coming when people think that killing you is what God wants. But they do not have the faintest notion about who He is, nor who I am. Pay attention, and when their time comes, remember what I told you. And then it says this, when many people claim to know me, but they do not. They pull isolated texts out of my word, something called proof texting, and use those verses to justify hatred, moral superiority, and even violence. They honestly believe they are serving me by doing so. Beloved, stay humble and consistently seek to love counterculturally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good stuff. Well, I like that. I like the way that worked today because we're diving in. Because the whole intention in doing John 13 through 17 was, hey, you did a book on that. So why not continue on with the devotionals And maybe eventually we'll actually get to and have covered all of those, like 129 devotionals you did, and then also be enlightened with Letters to the Beloved. So very good. Hey, I know
that's the hope.
You have been more and more into the Celtic way of thinking. And so I posted one yesterday. Did you see that?
I don't think I did see it.
Yeah, Celtic Christian tradition meme, and it's got like a couple of birds, and it says, "Be an encourager. The world has plenty of critics already."
Yeah, I did see that one. I guess I hadn't connected that you posted it.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And you are definitely that, an encourager.
Thank you. Well, we all long for it, right? You know, it's just like having your lawn watered and so go water somebody else's. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow. JasonCans.com. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Procrastination. I do it. I shouldn't do it, but I do it.
Long time struggle with that.
And you often hear people say, you know what? I work better under pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't think you work better. I think that's just when you're forced to produce.
Deadlines are helpful.
So we all procrastinate at times, but too much can ruin your life and actually harm your relationships. True story, not for this time and place. Here are four ways to end procrastination and take control of your life. And honestly, I need this right now. Tip number one, try to think of large, complicated, or time-consuming projects as a series of small, manageable parts. Smaller tasks are attractive because they're short, easy, and produce immediate gratification. Keep in mind that all projects, no matter how massive, are only a series of small items reassembled.
There you go. Four ways to combat procrastination. I think of that as like a Lego set. I'm a Lego guy.
Yeah.
So when you have a 1,000-piece Lego set, they break it down for you and you just put together a few pieces at a time.
Right.
And eventually, after all the instructions, you have this big set. Four ways to combat procrastination for young or old. Tip number two, make a voluntary commitment to someone else, allowing others to become involved in your efforts by reviewing your progress, helping you set deadlines, or evaluating your results can be very helpful. Your concerns, fears, and anxieties become secondary to fulfilling the expectations of the people that you respect and trust. So, I mean, it's willing vulnerability, right? You're saying, hey.
Accountability.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's procrastination or anything else, when you say, hey, I have this problem, and you're trusting and opening yourself up to someone else and asking for help.
Yeah, and then instead of getting mad at yourself when you don't do it, you can get mad at them for reminding you. I like it.
Sure it's someone you really trust.
Tip number three on combating procrastination is reward yourself for good behavior. Punishing yourself for goofing off isn't nearly as effective. Reward yourself at milestones in the process, not just at the completion.
I love that. Right. Or one thing that really helps is to put a podcast on or like our podcast or something while you're working and before you know it, you're done.
Mm.
Anyway, but our final tip for ways to combat procrastination here on the WIB Wake Up Show, giving your life a little glow up, is when you find yourself blocked, ask yourself, is there anything, no matter how small, that I'm willing to do? When you find that small thing, you're no longer procrastinating.
It all makes sense. It's Bill Murray's 71st birthday. What about Bob? Baby steps. That's the way.
Baby steps.
Yes.
So when I go home, I'm going to remove 5 pieces of clothing from the treadmill.
There you go.
There you go.
/ clothes rack treadmill.
Keep moving forward.
That makes a lot of sense. My problem as a lifelong procrastinator is whatever advice you get, and then you just put that off. Then if you put that off, you never get around to it until somebody gives you a round to it. And congratulations to Beth from Eau Claire, our latest winner of 2 tickets to see Courageous Legacy opening this Friday at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. This powerful story of intentional fatherhood is the 10th anniversary edition of the original film Courageous, now remastered in 4K with never-before-seen footage and a brand new ending. And listen, guys, I saw Courageous the first time. It was a really good faith-based movie. Powerful. I mean, in terms of bringing like live action, in terms of chases and stuff, they did that. And so, and there was a real surprise in the movie. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
Yeah.
So on the big screen there, and our ticket giveaways courtesy of Hawk Electric of Western Wisconsin and Nicole Dorwin of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Keep listening for the short clip of the song Courageous, and then be caller 4 at 723-2555 for your chance to win. So I'm wanting to see not one, but two of the Kendrick Brothers movies because they got that new documentary about Show Me the Father out,
yeah,
too.
Heard a lot of good things. Uh-huh. I have not seen that one yet, but again, MyCon brought in both.
Uh-huh.
And again, taking a chance, so to speak, on faith-based movies. And uh-huh. so we're just asking you, you got lots of chances to win tickets from us. Please buy a lot of concessions when yeah. you go there, support MyCon. And if you don't win, buy a ticket and take your family to see some faith-based cinema.
Exactly. I'm going to go up to the concession stand. Caleb told me to order popcorn, so
yes,
there we go.
I did.
What about the giant pretzel?
That's also acceptable.
That is
cotton candy works well. Well, as we transition from summer to fall, it's a special time of year. I know so many of you love fall and love fall fun at Govan's. And in case you missed it, it's opening weekend this week, Govan's Farm in Menominee. Farmer John from Govan's joins us. John, great to have you back on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, John.
I'm looking at the photos on your website. I wish you were open today and I could go by myself. Do you need a tester for some of these activities?
No, if you came today, you'd get put to work.
Oh. There you go. Okay, never mind.
We are like every other business. We have been short-staffed all summer.
Best
we can. Last minute buttoning up to do, and it's supposed to be a great weekend. You mentioned fall weather, and this to me, this morning is perfect.
Yes.
I'm in shorts and a sweatshirt.
Well, and I'm looking, so it opens this weekend, and that means Friday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then Saturday, 10 to 10, and Sunday, 11 to 5. We get to Govan's, we have an admission to the farm, and it includes so many things. The corn maze, a wagon ride, mini golf, giant slide. I mean, I can't even count how many things. Pumpkin bowling, tractor
bowling.
Tell me.
You know, the hay jump is very popular. I'm in the process of a new and improved corn box, which is a big hit. Even the college kids come out and bury each other in the corn. It's just a lot of simple pleasures, a lot of simple things.
Indeed. We're talking with Farmer John from Govan's Farm. All the info at govansfarm.com. So, again, including your admission, so many things. What is the Flying Farmer line?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a zip line. We installed it last year. That,
nice.
Too, has been improved. We've got a good stair and a good landing up to it. This year, we used big square bales to climb up and get on the ride. This year, we've added, wooden steps, and it's much better.
Huh. There's different activities and for people to choose from, but as they're weighing it out and looking at Govan's Farm, you have so much there. Make the appeal to listeners that as they're mulling it over, should we go here or should we go there? Because they're not going to go everywhere. Make the appeal why Govan's is the place to go when you're looking for that family fun this fall.
The family fun at Govan's is for a little bit older kid. We target for middle school on through college. If you want to come to Govan's, bring your kids if you'd like. Otherwise, you can hire a babysitter and come out here and go through the maze at night. It's date night.
There you go. Because, again, you can go an 11-acre corn maze you can go through during the daytime or, again, try it by flashlight Friday and Saturday nights. I know that's very popular for a date night.
Yeah. And this is the kind of experience where when I look at it and I see a pumpkin cannon, I can fire a pumpkin and you have apple cannons. You're right. It is something where if you bring an older kid, they're not going to say, this is lame. They're going to be, this is awesome.
This truly is, we have set up our farm for a little bit older kids. Middle school and on up.
And I'm wondering, when you fire a pumpkin, is that the next year's pumpkin patch where it lands? Because that would make sense. You're kind of firing a pumpkin and planting pumpkins with all those splatted pumpkin seeds at the same time. Just a little hint from a city mouse.
Well, actually, city mouse, it's much better if you buy certified seed.
Oh,
so you know what you're getting.
You're right.
We have a lot better success growing crops that way if we use certified seed and good agronomic practices. And most of the pumpkins land in the sheep pasture.
Oh,
and sheep,
okay.
Sheep and goats love the pumpkins.
I should have known you had all this figured out.
Again, Before we let you go, Farmer John from Govins Farm, and again, they're in Menominee, govinsfarm.com. Get all the info. Opening weekend. When I was out there the other day, we were chatting about how incredible your apple cider donuts are, and that's just one of the many, many fall treats you have in your concessions item. What would be your favorite on this list when we're seeing apple cider donuts and donut sundaes and warm pretzels and kettle corn, caramel apple blossom? Susan was wondering about what that is.
Oh,
and then your hot
good.
Dogs and your burgers and your brats and chips and cookies. What's kind of the highlight for you, Farmer John, from that huge list of delicious fall concessions?
Oh, I hate to choose one.
Right?
You've seen my physique. I like food.
Yes.
Never trust a skinny chef, though.
That's right. You know what? The apple cider donuts, when we added that machine, I like donuts, but man, fresh, still warm, they're the best.
Yes.
And you got the great apple cider. What stands out to me on the website is the combo deal, best value for $21 in tax. Get an admission to the farm, a pumpkin cannon shot, 3 apple cannon shots, and a bag of kettle corn. I think I'm going to do that. And I'm good to go, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's my suggestion.
And also, if you need fall decorating, it says you have pumpkins, gourd, squash, all those little things for sale that we'd like to heap on a mantle to freshen up our home. You have all that there.
You know what? I've got to tell you, some of them are still in the field. The growing season seems to be extending itself a little bit, but we do have some pumpkins picked. A lot of it is going to be a pick your own the first weekend.
I love it. Fantastic. Sounds fun.
All right. Learn more at govinsfarm.com. Farmer John, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
See you this weekend.
Sounds like the place to be this fall.
Indeed. Govins, it's a tradition for so many families. Make it yours if you've never tried it before.
Law and Order theme, because there's a problem in my hometown of Milwaukee, and I was just back there, friends, and they're talking about it. They're concerned about it. It's the problem of reckless driving. Now, by that, don't just mean that, oh boy, it's traffic congested. It's reckless driving. And this came home to me when I'd been in Liberia and came back in 2017 for my sister's, I think that's the year, her wedding was in June of 2017, she and Mike. And so, and just going to downtown, she got married like right on the lakefront. It was really beautiful. But just driving down there, I think we almost died a couple of times. I mean, it was just really like some crazy drivers.
What do you mean, like changing lanes without signaling, cutting just, in and out?
Yeah, going through red lights. I mean,
so
just
a lot of people from Minnesota moved to Milwaukee recently, or?
It's stuff that just...
Boom, I like it.
So here's the deal. This residents of a neighborhood in northwest Milwaukee joined Alderman and Common Council President Cavalier Johnson last night to talk about this issue. Johnson and the group went on a walking tour in the area known... It's an area known for speeding and vehicle accidents. And many of those who joined the candidate for mayor... Again, the Milwaukee mayor has been appointed as the new ambassador to Luxembourg.
That's right.
Tom Barrett. They're looking for ideas. So many of them, they're calling for speed bumps to be installed in the streets. Now, that's how bad it is.
In the regular streets?
Yes. I mean, typically speed bumps you find like in parking lots or something, right?
Yeah.
And so they're talking, that's the idea, is others want more traffic enforcement to be conducted in the area. But listen, police handed out just over 6,700 citations for speeding through September. So far this year, nearly... 20,000 citations have been issued, almost 3 times as many.
An alternate idea would be to put a lot of those little green turtles that hold the flag that says, please slow down.
Yeah, right.
Could invest in those as well.
But
this is I
do too.
A story that was told to me as I was attending. Again, my uncle was 92, and he died back on my birthday in June, and they had the memorial service just last Thursday. But somebody had recounted, my cousin Gary, I think he told me this, that basically that someone, either he knew a police officer or whatever, this story handed on secondhand, that somebody had just been pulled over for reckless driving, and the officer talked about it, and the driver said, well, you noticed me, didn't you? And so that's the whole reason I wanted to do this segment, was to get to the heart of, like, what is underneath this? I mean, this is the problem on the surface. You noticed me. Yeah. So
I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, there's not an answer. All right. So that's
from my hometown of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Please be safe.
Yeah.
Consider others.
I was just, you know, I don't have a lot to say because I'm kind of thinking through my mind and thinking about all the bad things I do when I drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take this as a signal to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to use that blinker.
Speaking of something positive you can do while you're driving, you can let other folks know about WWIB, your favorite station.
Yes.
One of our new WWIB car window stickers, which we will send you for free. You just click on free car stickers at WWIB.com, and I'll mail it right to you. I'll even hand address it.
Yeah. I love it. Don't open it when you're driving, though.
Doled out a lot of those at Bethesda over the weekend.